Blog Talk Radio.
Brandon Wallington. Today is March 18th, 2015. Beautiful day, blessed day where I'm at. Hopefully it's a beautiful and blessed one where you guys are as well. Hey, listen guys, we are on live right now. blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Wallington. Okay. How's everybody doing out there? It's a serious subject that we're talking about right now. And this is something that I'm pretty sure every family, specifically every black family, has had this discussion. Every black family, every, you know, black community, church, round table, water cooler time, you know, whatever you want to call it. Everybody's had this conversation at one point. And the reason why we're bringing this back up is because it's been in the news lately. And this is something that's been going on for the past couple of weeks. And it's something that I really, to be honest with you, I'm trying to figure out why we're still having this issue. Why we're having a problem, but also why we're having a problem with people using this word. And that, of course, is the N-word, which has been around forever and a day. But everybody's 50-50 on it from what I can tell. You know, some people are saying, you know, we can use this word. It's our word. Some people are saying it's racist. It has a bad connotation. It has a bad history behind it. Some people are saying, but we took it back. Some people are saying you can't use this word, but I can. Or you know, anybody can use the word. It doesn't matter. Or nobody can use the word. So I'm getting a lot of different feedback from people, but I want to hear your thoughts and your opinions on it, okay? Hit us up, 646-200-4249. Again, at 646-200-4249. Or if you just want to hit us up online, hit us up at Wallington Show on Facebook, facebook.com/Wallington Show. Hit us up at twitter.com/BJW. Or hit me up on Instagram at instagram.com/BJW as well. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE in the letter U. We want to hear your thoughts on this topic right now. Why is the N-word still being discussed in today's society, and who is to blame? I really want to hear what's going on in you guys' opinions as far as your perspective on it, okay? Before we get into this, let's go and get to my man Free Will with Real. We're on the Brandon Robinson Show.
I can't touch you, I know I can't see you with my own eyes. Before let me tell you love, oh, yes, I'm doubt I can hear your sweet voice in the morning, telling me child, the sunrise in your hands that hold me, and all the protection they shield me from. And your eyes that watch me every time I lay down at night. But I know that you're real, so glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I know that you're real, so glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I see all the colors of the world. A Big Bang Theory to cover all this beauty. Just sounds silly to me. A newborn baby brought into this world. Science has no formula. They'll say anything except a gift from up above. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe that you're real. I know that you're real, so glad you're real. And though I can't see you, only the jury. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe the jury. I know that you're real. So glad you're real. And though I can't see you, I still believe the jury.
Radio. This is the Brain of Wallington Show. That was my man Free Will with Real, his new single. Actually had him on the show last week. Great guy. Phenomenal artist and really is passionate about his music and his craft. So wanted to make sure that, you know, we got the word out there about his song. So big ups to Free Will. Make sure that you guys hit him up online at Free Will. That's with one L. If you hit him up on Instagram or Twitter, I am Free Will with one L. Support the music. Go follow him. Great artist, like I said, and he's got really good music with obviously with a great message as far as what he's spreading. Today's topic, we are talking about why is the N-word still being discussed in today's society and who is to blame? We want to hear your thoughts. Hit us up. We have like 8,000 ways to hit us up, okay? You can either call us at 646-200-4249 and call us and let us know what you think about it, or hit us up on our email. Hit us up at wallingtonshow@gmail.com, okay? Also, let us know what you think about it on Twitter, okay? You can tweet me or you can just put in whatever. We're looking for responses in regards to N-word. Hit us up at Wallington. No, that's the different one. Hit me up at BJW. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE in the letter U. And also hit me up on Instagram at BJW as well. Now, SAE fraternity has gotten to a lot of heat, especially for at Oklahoma University, because there was a group of frat brothers who were on the bus singing a chant. And it seems to be one of the chants that they do for the fraternity and for SAE. And I'm not going to play it because personally I get disgusted just by even hearing it. It's so appalling to me personally, just as a human being, let alone the fact that I'm African American, but just as a human being, period. But they say there will never be an N-word in SAE. There will never be an N-word in SAE. You can hang them from a tree, but they'll never sign with me. There will never be an N-word in SAE. Then, their parents, now, mind you this, at least two of the frat brothers or members that were part of the fraternity have been expelled from Oklahoma University. With the president basically disowning them, saying that they are no longer part of the school as well. But the parents of some of the students that are part of the fraternity went to defend their kids, saying that they don't know where they got that from. They haven't heard them say that ever, and they're appalled by it. But then one of the house mothers for the fraternity, for SAE, was found on video reciting lyrics from Trinidad James' All Road Everything and saying the N-word multiple times like Trinidad James does in the song. And there's a video clip of that as well, okay? So what CNN did an interview with Trinidad James to really figure out whether or not who's to blame for the N-word and want to get his opinion on it. But also, they brought in other people to weigh in on the subject. And I really want you guys to listen to this because this is really important about what they were saying. So I'm going to play this clip for you right now. It's about 5 minutes long, but I'm going to play this for you, okay? Here it is.
Realize when you're here on CNN and you've done interviews, you know people just read headlines. They will take you out of context and that will stick with you. That's it. Understand that? That's what they tell me of, and that's the whole point of us getting a chance to talk. Because at least we want to have as many people as we have bashing us. You too, because people take people out of context and the headlines also. Or whatever. That's why we talk about it and we explain to people what we meant and what we're trying to get across.
You're going to put on it to you. You're going to put on it to I defend her as well. I think you said that. So there is one.
I'm not defending her. That's content. Yes. It's like, I'm not focused on her.
Okay.
I'm focused on your student.
Thank you. You can come here and be my co-anchor.
Man, anytime.
All right. So what do you guys think?
Mark?
What do you think about that?
I think it's making Josh glad to hear Trinidad explain himself because, as you said, headlines often distort what people say and what people mean. And I'm always fascinated by the amount of burden and pressure people put on rap artists to police their language. No one asks Dr. Tarantino to reimagine the scene in Pulp Fiction where he himself uses the word N-word repeatedly and probably gratuitously, just like in Django. I think it's rappers have an extra burden put on them. And I also think it's fascinating.
He has been criticized.
Some people are now saying that critical hit music is not critical of the word being used in the movies per se. So rappers are saying, rappers just sitting through the rap music, they just have the N-word in it. Or TV shows like Empire just sitting and have the N-word in it. And what I'm saying is that perhaps that's the conversation that black people have internally about black fascinating. That oftentimes white people are trying to legislate the N-word for black people, saying, none of you people should use it. It's like, well, nah.
The question comes down to this. Do we want the N-word being used out in society, or do we want to stop the N-word, which has become so, as it is, racially divisive? And I'll be real candid with you. I mean, turn out, I think you know that the N-word... No, I'm saying right now is the proof of it. Look at all of this and everything that's gone on, and we all condemn it when it's said, but then you want to keep the word alive. And Trinidad, I'll be honest with you. I think you know that we should probably get rid of the N-word. But in reality, I think many rappers are afraid that they'll lose out on money and sales in street cred if they stop using the word.
No, street cred. First of all, how you guys doing, Mark and Ben? Welcome to the conversation.
Good to see you, bro.
Good to see you, bro.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm here.
Go ahead.
So what do you think?
I don't know. What do you think? Ben, that definitely has nothing to do with it. We're not going to
then
take
it. Why would you keep using it, though? We're not going to use it.
At the end of the day, Ben, we use the word because that's how we came up. We came up using the word, like, people you came up using the word in the wrong way. We came up using the word as, how you doing, my nigga? And when somebody say my nigga, that means that, bro, you're my friend. I will call you Ben my nigga. And when I call you that, you do not feel that I hate you.
But what if Ben said to you, what's up, my nigga? What would you think?
Ben, what I would tell you, if I honestly thought that you were my nigga, then you are my nigga, Ben.
Man, I'm not sure that this is,
you understand my family.
The N-word has become divisive. It's absurd. The N-word is born out of slavery. It's born out of white supremacy.
I'm not sure divisive, like supremacy is divisive. Slavery was divisive. That's the problem. And maybe, just maybe, it's not white people's position to tell black people what to say. I'm not just Trinidad James on the street and call him my nigga. You know why? Because he is my nigga. And the difference between Trinidad James and you is that Trinidad James has to deal with the same oppressive situation. He's going to war where anti-black racism prevails. He lives in a world where police still might shoot him on the street, no matter how much money he has. We share a collective condition known as nigga. White people don't. I'm not saying it should be illegal for white people to use it. I'm saying y'all shouldn't want to use it, given everything that's happened after 400 years of exploitation and institutional racism.
Man, to add to that, man, the reason why you wouldn't use the N-word, man, is out of respect, correct?
I think it's a racially god-awful word that we should get rid of, because, and we shouldn't be teaching it to young kids, no matter what their race is, because it is so hurtful, and as long as we continue to use it, it is going to continue to hurt people's lives, and we should join together and say, this is a word we can all deal without having around, and it will bring more people together than divide them.
Okay.
Long. But it was definitely needed. You know what? Personally, I felt like they did a great job with that segment, and I'm supportive on one side, but I'm torn on another side of me personally with this word here. But like I said, want to get your opinions on. Hit us up 646-200-4249. When we come back from our music break, we're going to take some of your emails and a couple of your tweets that I'm seeing coming in right now, okay? So we're going to make sure we get to you guys in a moment. Right now, we got my man Trey Song, Love Around the World, Rain Along the Show. Here we are.
In London, I've made love.
many girls.
Around the world off of his Trigger album, which gave me a number one. Scout for the deluxe version of that coming soon, I believe, in April. So in the next couple of weeks, you should be looking out for it. You should be looking out for it. Wow, this is really long here. Okay. Let's see some comments that I'm catching here. And some of this stuff is you know, makes sense, and some of the stuff I'm just like, really, are you for real? let's go through a couple of things I'm catching on Twitter right now. Okay, we got who is this here? Got my man Slob Drydeck, our Deerdeck, at BBQX _ says there's no opinion about it. The more frequently the N word is used, the more comfortable become hearing using it. In my personal life, because I hate the word. I feel like anyone using it, whether in English or as an insult. Okay, so I'm ready to BBQ. That insight, and you know what? Someone shared a story with me, because we got a conversation about the use of the N word as well. They said that there was a young man who was killed in a black crowd situation. Another black kid. Nothing about that word when he was using it. Because, you know, a lot of people in our community, you know, okay, so it's a one Christian form or whatever, but if that's the case, the content is being used in a negative context as well. It's kind of hard that, you know, for me to understand that, personally. I mean, I understand it. I really do understand it, but it can be confusing, especially to people who are outside of the culture, especially outside, you know, the culture, the race, or the children as well. And this is my personal life, personally, and I'm going to see what you guys know as well. I personally do not use it. I mean, I have family members that use it, you know, people that I know of that use it, which is, you know, totally their personal, you know, opinion to use it, and it's their personal decision to use it, and I got no issues with them. But like I said, for me, as far as me and my household, that's not anything that we use on our side. Another person, let's check this out. This is the Black Bot, okay? And the Black Bot says, it's interesting how non-black people are so desperate to say the N-word. You know the history of it, but you want to perpetuate it. The SAE chants about lynching black people, and the media wants to make the issue about blaming black people for using the N-word. Okay. All right, Black Bot. I see where you're going with it. And yes, I have noticed that there have been some white people who do use the word in casual conversations. I remember one time I was 12 years old, actually, and this kid, his name is Colin, he came to me and said, yo, what's up, my... I really had to take a double down. I was like, yo, dude, like, don't you ever in your life ever say that to me, like, ever again, you know? But also, I think it comes with how you approach, you know, situations and how you carry yourself. Because if you carry yourself a certain way, people won't be so comfortable saying it to you if they really know you. Now, if they don't know you, just come off the rip, just saying some random stuff like that, that's one thing. But once they know who you are, they still use that word, then that would be, you know, that could be an issue. That could be an issue. Now, also now, getting something from BuzzFeed News, and it says, about 10 students of various ethnicities were in the 2011 pledge class, a former SEE member said, and the members let one in, quote, let one in, a black student, because, quote, they said he sounded like he actually knew English, end quote. I'll read that again. That about 10 students of various ethnicities were in the 2011 pledge class, a former SAE member said, and the members, quote, let one in, end quote, a black student because, quote, they said he sounded like he actually knew English. This has to do a lot, not only with the people, with people who are using the word, but also with the culture that they're in, the organizations and memberships that they belong to. Now, there are black people, obviously, in SAE. And just like there are, you know, white people in Omega Psi Phi, Kappa, Delta, you know, in a lot of these black fraternities and sororities. So it's a lot of things as well. But it's about the perception. It's about what the real issue is with this. And it's hard to really understand now that this is still going on in modern day society in 2015. We're still dealing with this issue. And I'm going to say this. Actually, before I say this, let me get to this other person, this other one. This is Arkansas Infidel. And this one is long here. I'm looking at it. Clearly, they had a lot on their mind. Okay. Said, what SAE did was disgraceful and disrespectful. But so is every majority black frat / group that does the exact same thing towards white people and gets some punishment, retaliation for it. I'm willing to bet that no one thought about getting rid of them or having marches. In the video of the little old lady saying the N-word was literally lyrics to a rap song. My guess is the song was, quote, My N-word by Yo Gotti or any other of the 99% of rap and hip-hop songs out there with the words and the lyrics or names on the song. You want to get mad at someone for that? Get mad at the songwriter for writing the song and the singer or rapper for saying it, not the person singing along to the song. You can't have this double standard where it's okay for black people to say cracker, honky, whitey, castor, etc. And these people are not African American. They did not immigrate over here from Africa. They're not African American anymore. Then the person with Irish ancestry is an Irish American. That was Arkansas Infidel. Whew, that was a lot. But you know what? I totally understand where you're coming from, Arkansas Infidel. It can't be a double-sided sword, but it can't be double-sided for so long, because well, why can't they all go to everything? If they sing, you know, Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, Nas, whatever the case is, and they say these words, we're going to get mad at them for saying these words, because they're just repeating the lyrics. They are repeating the lyrics that they are hearing in the music. And I think sometimes what happens is, even though hip-hop is about telling a story, hip-hop is no longer just about black people anymore, okay? It's not. It's always going to be grounded or rooted in the black community, but it's bigger than black people, because white kids listen and buy, consume the majority of our music than anybody else. You know why they consume most of the music? Because their parents actually allow, because either their parents allow them to, or they go out there and buy it on their own, because we're out there, you know, illegally downloading it or streaming it, what have you. So that's the reason why, you know, it shows that you know, white kids are the majority of the listeners of hip-hop, but they're just repeating the music. And you have to understand that your music is not just going just to black kids, it's going to everybody around the world. Everybody around the world. All right. Also, I had someone tell me the other day. They said, "Well, you know, you can't get mad at it because you know it was a word that we took as negative, but we turned it to a positive. It's all word now. It's all word. No, it's not your word, man. It's not all word. It's that was a word that was you know before us and that was not you." In the right way, or in a nice way, I should say. I shouldn't say right way. It wasn't used in a nice way by the owners of the slaves. So keep that in mind. But listen, guys, I want to thank you guys for checking out the show, for tuning in, for hearing me out, for hitting me up online as well. God bless. Take care. Catch next week. Peace.